Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Having lived here in Eureka for 63 years, I've passed myself off as a native from time to time. Suffice it to say, just the other day, I bumped into a young man sitting in the same barber chair where I get my hair cut. I knew him, I just couldn't place him. Turns out he played all kinds of sports with my kids, and as it turns out, I went to school with his father from about the age of 10 through 18. That's Marshall Elementary, no longer, Eureka Junior High, no longer, and Eureka High, home of the undefeated Loggers. The backstory, well, I was born in San Francisco in 47 and came here in 56 with my mother and two siblings because my father took a job as a manager of a Safeway store in Henderson Center, now a thrift store. Okay, so from time to time, I wear my heartstrings on my sleeve. I got to tell you, I love Eureka, but I'm so worried for it. As I mentioned, I was born in San Francisco, and I love San Francisco, or should I say, I used to love San Francisco. Years gone by, Mrs. J and I would visit the city several times a year to see ball games, stage plays, concerts, parades, festivals, and so many other activities. Are you getting the point? Well, good, because Mrs. J and I have made conscious decisions not to go to the city. Why? Because of the filth, decay, and the overall crap you have to dodge just to walk a block. Thanks, Gavin Newsom. You know, I noticed it way back about 20 years ago when our kids were young, and we used to take them to do all those same touristy things. And then we get run over by some dipstick looking for a handout that looked like he just jumped out of hell. Well, that was 20 years ago. Now, do you remember Eureka 20 years ago? I do. It was a blip on the radar compared to today. It was about a 1.1, and now I would say we're at about a 6.9 on the Richter scale. Just for your information, it was a 6.9 that dropped the overpass at the College of Redwoods in 1979. Well, like San Francisco, it'll be the big one before you know it. And you know what Lori Dengler said? It's not if, it's when. The boom. And then I don't care how many redwoods we have, how beautiful our Pacific Ocean is, no one's going to come here to stay and rest their weary bones in the many motels, eat in the many restaurants, shop in the many fine stores in Old Town, or worst of all, come to visit their relatives if we keep going the same way we are. Just read the comments on TripAdvisor and you'll get the idea of what visitors see when they come to our area. Bottom line, I'm ready to toss Bergell, Arroyo, and Heidi. It's time for a change. And if you do your homework, choir, especially those that are on the fence, it's these council peeps that need to go. You know, the worst part of this community comment today, brutal truth, if it wasn't for my children and grandchildren living here, I'd move it a nanosecond. And don't think I don't know of a good spot to go fishing. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.